All right, class, welcome to Living by the Book. If you hadn't noticed, my class is a whole lot shorter during this time. We've been straight online, but I think it's allowing me to get straight to the point. John chapter 5, verse 39. And Jesus is very explicit about what he's saying here in John 5, 39. And let me make this statement just from jump so we'll know what we're talking about and where we're going. The manual can never be the man. When we build things, and you've heard me say this before, when we build things, there's an instruction manual that comes with it, and it shows the picture of how it's supposed to look and how to put it together. But that little pamphlet that you do, it's two things that it can't do. It'll never be that physical thing that you're desiring to have. It'll never be the desk. It could never be the cabinet. It can never be the computer. It can never be whatever it is you're building. It can never be that. It can only show what that should look like. But that paper, that pamphlet, that manual will never function like the desk functions or whatever you're building. It'll never function like that. It'll be a manual to show how to put together, how it works, but it'll never function. That second thing, it'll never be it, and it'll never even show you how to build it. Right? No, not say this. It'll show you how to build it, but it can never build it for you. Yeah. So you take the manual. This is faith. You take the manual, right? And the manual teaches you how to build and teaches you who to be, right? But it can never be that for you. He says in his search of scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And there they was testify of me. The manual is talking about me. So when you read the manual properly, it should bring you to me. When you look at the manual and follow the scriptures properly, it should play out. Notice the word play I'm using right now. The script should play out to where you end up acting like me, but then actually being me as a character. Mm-hmm. Right. And they testify to me, verse 40, but you will not come to me that you might have life. The manual will never be the man. In John 1, it says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 6:3, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh probably, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They didn't say they were ink and they were paper. This is the leading up to it, but this cannot do it for you. I see these move where they try to take the scripture and put the word on it, you are the word on it. Many people say a lot of scriptures and quote a lot of scriptures, but it's not who they are. It hasn't changed their character. It hasn't become their being. It hadn't become alive. It's still in the manual. And so we've been trying to live by the, oh my God. We've been trying to live under and as the manual instead of letting the manual tell us who we really are. This book is a story about who you are. God inspired men with the Holy Spirit to write this so that there will be some record of man to show his, this is an identification book. There'd be some record to show man who he really is, lest he forget. Thank God for the Holy Scripture and the Holy Bible. No history breakdown. You know, I need the Bible's been canonized. There were things that were left out. There were things that were put in. People put them in there for a certain reason. Thank God for the red words in the Gospels, because Jesus break it down so plain and so simple. But these were written words to remind man and to show man who they were. Now watch this. There's even rule books in there. There's even steps. In a regular manual, you see steps. Well, don't put that together before you put this together, right? Because you put this together, now you have to go backwards and undo it and then do it right. Because certain things go together in a certain way in a certain order. There's an order, right? The law is there to bring order. The law is there to bring order and to bring structure and to keep you in place until you realize. Now, there are some things that I can build without needing the manual anymore. Listen to what I'm saying. You got to hear me what I'm saying. There are some things that I've learned so much from the manual that I've become the man that the manual is. And now, just like the creator who made the different pieces and then made the manual for me to show me how to put the piece together, now I begin to think like, oh, y'all better get with me. I begin to think like the creator, and now I no longer need the paper because I'm thinking like the creator who was the maker of the thing. So I'm making like clockwork. Let there be light, and there was. I begin to function like the creator. I begin to function like the father. I begin to function like the manufacturer. I begin to function like the one that made it. And this is what Jesus is telling us. John 3:16 says this, and we read this religiously for so long, and most people don't even know that. We think it somebody else read. No, Jesus is actually saying John 3:16. So when we hear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, yeah, Jesus is saying that. That's crazy, right? And he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, if you don't slow down and pay attention to what's going on here, and you read it religiously, you think he done sent Jesus to save the world. That is not what he said. He did not say he was sent here to save the world. Listen, we've taken these fictitious things and put them and made rhetoric and doctrines out of them, and we don't know what we're talking about. Watch this. For God so loved, and you almost think he's talking in third person. He says, watch this. For God so loved the world, the system, right? That he gave his only begotten son. Now, if you don't realize what he's saying here and how he's saying it and pay attention, you'll think he's just talking about himself and not talking about you. But when he says, I gave my only begotten son. Now, if it's the only begotten son, then why later would he say, to them give you power to become the sons of God? It says in John 1, as many received them, him give you power to become the sons of God. In Romans, it says, many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, if it's the only begotten son, then what are we talking about? The only begotten son does not talk about him just as an individual. It's talking about us as a people. And the son is the template. This is the only type of man that I made. Only begotten. I read the beginning of Matthew, it says, such as begat such, such, and such as begat such, such, and such as begat such, such, and such as begat such, such. That means they made them, they birthed them. And he said, this is the only thing that I birthed. The way that my son is example, showing an example to you, is the only template that I birthed. All this other stuff that you came up with, I didn't come up with that. You came up with it. The only begotten son is the template that Jesus set for us. Watch this. That whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So now it's a belief on the only begotten son. Not, oh, Jesus is saving me, coming tomorrow. Well, when Jesus, all right, watch this. You didn't invite Jesus in your heart. What did that mean? I didn't invite Jesus to come into my heart. What does that mean? I asked him to be my Lord and Savior. What does that mean? What does a Lord actually do? Well, a Lord actually tells you what to do and who to be. If I've invited Jesus into my heart, my soul, my mentality, my will, that means let this mind, born again really means flipping 2:5, which is let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Well, what is this mind? Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation and humbled himself and became obedient to death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore, he's been given a name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. But watch this, slow down. That mind says, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, woo, but made no reputation, humbled itself, and became obedient unto death. This becomes a template. I didn't make any other template. I didn't make a high-minded template. I didn't make an egotistical template. I didn't make a self-serving template. I didn't make a what I want all the time template. No, that ain't what I gave. I made a template that is humble, that is a servant, and that is willing to give itself even unto death. Because that template, I know that son is a seed. And I know if it functions the way that it should, it will produce harvest after harvest. Some of you, me, some of you, all of us are products of that harvest. It's products of him doing what he did, and we should be that same product and live the same way. There's only one template. There's only one makeup. There's only one form. This manual speaks of this form from the front to the back. There's only one form. We do all these different things that come up with all these different ideas. Nah, there's only one form, and the form is called Christ. And Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is a title that you wear. It's a being that you be. We've got to move from just being Christians to be Christ. So now the manual, living by the book, right? The book is only showing me, who I am, and who I am to be and how I'm supposed to function. This is what it's doing. And if I get stuck in the manual, just imagine for a minute you're building something and you just sit there and read the manual all day. Like every day, you got, you know, You just pick what you're building. Or pick what you're trying to work. You might have bought a juice or something you got to put it together. Or you got a cabinet, or you got a new, you know, electronic device you're trying to work or whatever. Just imagine. You know, when we were younger, I used to sit there. We used to get video games, but we got them before Christmas. So we couldn't open the game, we couldn't play the game, but he let us open them. My dad let us open them. And so we sitting there, I'm just reading the manual, reading the book. Over and over again, trying to learn the button. A is jump, B is to shoot. You know what I'm saying? And then you run fast with the R button. And then I'm learning all the buttons. So when it's time to play, I know how to play. When it's time to play, I am familiar with how everything works because I've been reading the manual. But it would have been crazy for me that day to finally get to Christmas Day and then it's time to open presents. I put the game in and the game right there. And then, first of all, I never put the game in. And I just sit there and be like, man, I'm going to keep reading the manual. Makes no sense. You'd never do it that way. Yet we do it all day long. We read this and quote this so much, and we never go and be it. We never put ourselves on the line to actually die. It hit home, didn't it? You putting a cabinet together, you putting a desk together, something you just bought from the store, you see the picture on the box, and like, oh, that's so pretty, man. I can't wait, man. That's so great. And most of us are doing like that. When Jesus come back, boy, we're gonna be good, man. We're gonna be in power, and Jesus will come back, and the angels will come back, and they're gonna take everything. No. No, we ain't waiting for that. He's expecting you to do it. You open that box. You see the picture, you open that box, you take this manual, and you read it until you be it, and you start to build. You build until what's expected in the manual is manifested in you, as you. It'd be asinine to just sit there and read the manual all day and think that the desk's going to put itself together. That's how we believe God. We saw, as Jesus said it one time, he said, don't ask me nothing. He's saying that day, the Son of Man, he said that day, don't ask me nothing. Jesus said that. He's saying, you're going to ask me nothing. He said, don't even ask me. He said, I ain't doing nothing for you. He said, you're going to go to the Father for yourself in my name. Jesus come and do this. Angels come and do this. God come and do this. All this stuff. Well, what? Who are you? What's the part that you play? We're going to sit there and read the manual. Yeah. They say put it together like this, and I see where the screws go like this. And yeah, that's A and B. I see all that, dot, dot, dot. And then tomorrow morning, what you going to do? Read the manual again. Instead of actually building something. And then have the audacity to sit there and think that reading the manual and praying about the manual is going to actually make something magically come together. No. There is no harvest without a seed. And there is no seed planted in the ground without a sower. And the scripture says in Corinthians, he gives seed to the sower. He does not plant the seed for you. You see to the sower. He'll multiply the seed sown, but you've got to sow. I taught my last class about many are called, but few are chosen. A lot of people are called, but people aren't chosen because they're not choosing. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have life, and they will testify me, but you won't come to me. In other words, you won't take the manual, let the manual lead you to the man. Let it lead you to who he is, because in who he is who you are. I want you to catch this picture in your head, and I want you to never forget this. Whatever it is, instructions, whatever it is, next time you're cooking something, you might have instructions on how to cook it. I want you to find yourself and see. Now, why wouldn't it be crazy for me to sit there and see the instructions and pull out all the ingredients and never mix nothing and never put nothing together? And I just sit there and just keep reading the instructions over and over. Yeah, one cup of this, one cup of that, one cup of that. Add that, heat that. And then be like, when it's time to do it, go back. Mm-hmm. And one cup of this and one cup of that, one cup of that. Yeah, and heat that. Time to do it again. Yeah, and one cup of this and one cup of that. And do this and then heat that. All the reading again, one cup of that. And then you read another little piece now. Oh, add a little sprinkle. And now you done think you done something. It's asinine to keep reading the manual over and over again and never being something. It's asinine to keep reading the manual over and over and over and over and over again and never letting it become alive in you, the word become flesh and dwell among us. So don't get stuck in the manual. Is the manual important? Yes, it is extremely important, but it is only a part of the story. It is only a part of the process. It was never meant for you to park there. It's a part, not a park. Are you getting me? So now, next time you build anything, I just want you to see Am I doing this with the word? Am I sitting there and reading the word and reading and knowing it up and down, but then not building nothing? Am I reading up and down, but I'm not willing to die and give my life? I'm not being humble. I'm not becoming the word in the flesh. Am I not extending myself further than I was willing to give before? And if you read it right, the man is going to make you do some things, right? And make you build some things. The result on the other end will build faith. It'll be a testimony for others, and it'll be a sign and a wonder. But we can't get to those yet until we realize that the manual leads to the live man. Amen.